This is Wes Martin. I'm sitting down with Isaac Simonelli. Isaac, you are a townie. Is that correct?
Yeah. Born and raised out in Smithville. Went to Bloomington South.
You do a lot of traveling. What is this traveling that you've been doing?
Most recently, I did a trip called Dice Travels. And basically, I used die rolls to determine where I went, what I did. I mean,
die rolls as in like...
Dice. Yeah, like, okay. You know, Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay, but
stuff.
Do like, if a three comes up, it doesn't say, like, I'm going to take this road or I'm going to eat, you know, pancakes for breakfast instead of...
That's exactly. So what it is like, you assess this range of things that you care about. Mm-hmm. If you really want to do something, you do it. If you don't, you don't. But if it's in this 40-60% range where you're like, eh,
yeah,
you put it on a die and then you add... put numbers to the options, roll it, and then once it's done, it's done. There's no going back. So it's 365 day trip on a motorcycle, Southeast Asia and East Africa. And once the die was rolled, it had been determined and I no longer had other options. And I did it.
You were previously living in Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
You were in Thailand, correct?
Yes, exactly.
And how long were you in Thailand?
So I was based in Phuket for 5 years.
And Phuket is southern Thailand, technically.
Right, it's a big tourist island down that way.
Okay. And what brought you out there?
Originally, girl, because that pretty much motivates me to do most things in life. So she wanted to move abroad. I was an online poker player at the time. So we moved out to Thailand. Phuket has a great internet connection. There's great scuba diving. There's rock climbing. So yeah, so we moved out there. I crashed and burned on the poker thing. There's, you know, short story, I crashed and burned. So then I got a job at a newspaper.
You were working for that newspaper for a long time, right?
Yeah, exactly. I started out as a copy editor, moved my way up till I was the managing editor.
About 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years.
That's a long time.
It's a really long time but it looks good on the resume.
So you're back in town just briefly, but you're back in the States for, what's up next?
Well, this is what got weird, is I moved back to the States because I didn't want to become a permanent expat. Like accidentally, I wanted it to be a choice. So I was like, I'm going to move back where I have my loved ones, my friends, and I got a job in Alaska. So that's not really close
to your loved ones or friends in
to anything.
Southern Indiana. Tell me more about Dice Travels and tell me more about where have you been over the past year?
Right. So it started out in Thailand. I bought a motorcycle, a CB500X Honda, and I ended up going to Myanmar, Lao or Laos, depending on how you like to say it, Vietnam. And then I rolled the dice and it was a 50% chance that I was going to end up in Mongolia in the middle of the winter and have to sort out a bike there, or I was going to end up in Africa. And I think I got really lucky. I was reflecting on it earlier today, actually, and it would have been horrendous if I ended up in Mongolia, both for like the narrative arc of what I was doing and my life and my sanity. So I got sent to East Africa, landed in Nairobi, Kenya, did Kenya, Tanzania, Zanzibar.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you just got back.
Yeah. So I got back in June and I've spent the summer in Ossining in Westchester County in New York working on the book. So I have a blog and all the social media stuff and I'm distilling it down to a book now.
When is an expected date for the book to come out?
I'm hoping to get the first draft out to my first readers by like mid-November.
Okay.
And then...
Well, that's coming up here.
Yeah, it's really soon. It's really soon. I'm so far behind.
How do you get a motorcycle from Southeast Asia to East Africa?
One, you have a lot of money. I didn't. I ran out of money like 4 times on this trip.
Oh my God.
And there was one time I ran out of money, like literally had no local currency on me. Gas and water. I was like 45 kilometers from the border and I was like, oh, I guess I start pushing. Oh, it was like this desert landscape. There's just nothing but highway. I was like,
where are you?
I was in Tanzania and I was headed into Kenya and I put the last Tanzania shillings I had into the fuel tank. That's got to get me there. And then I crested this hill and was like, this is a terrible place to break down. 5 minutes later, out of gas.
How does that end? You just pushed it into Kenya?
No.
I mean, what do the border guards end up saying?
It ended with like people being amazing. I was pushing my bike for like all of like 5 or 10 minutes and some dude in a sedan did a UE and he's like, hey, I think we can fit your motorcycle in the back of my car.
So you toss this is a very heavy bike. This is like a 400.
No. So once we were, once I was in East Africa, I was on a DT175 Yamaha. So it was more of an enduro. So I had to sell the Honda because I didn't have the money to move it, which was also, I set it up for the trip. I was like, this is going to be the best thing ever. And then like 3-4 months later, I was like, oh, bye, baby.
Because you have to, because you can't ship it because the cost to ship it is outrageous.
Right? I would have basically gone broke shipping it and then been like, oh, great. I can't get it out of customs.
Well, it's fantastic that this person pulled over and you guys managed to fit your motor. That sounds a little sketchy.
It does.
To fit like a motorcycle sticking out of this guy's trunk.
It was like poking out the back. There's these Maasai guys who helped us load it up. And then he drove me. He's like, oh, yeah, I live on the border. I'll take you. I'm a government official. He's like, do you have your paperwork? I was like, I think so. So he got me there. And what was great about it is he also knew the people at immigration. So I cut it in line in immigration, got like expedited through. And then we were on the border and I had Kenyan shillings and I gave him like $10. And he was super happy. And I was super happy.
That could have gone a lot of different ways. Yeah. What does your mother think about all of this?
She loves it. The one thing she doesn't like is that there are explicit posts. Because part of the thing was I didn't want to filter thoughts or what happened, because I think we do a lot of, we wash a lot of travel blogs. We're like, oh, this place is the best ever. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. So the point was just to be really honest, and there are hookups on the road. So she didn't like that. The rest of it, she loved the idea. She supported it. My family's always been super supportive. I think it's part of this Bloomington culture, actually. I think there's a very supportive culture for people going out, doing cool things that maybe doesn't seem as crazy based on your surroundings here.
So you're taking a job as a newspaper editor in Alaska.
Right. Which is
in Fairbanks.
Yeah. And it turns out, unlike Phuket, which is a tropical island, Fairbanks is not. Any of those things.
No, I think it's probably about minus 20.
It very well could be. And what's worse, to get down to negative 40. And in this weather here in Bloomington today, I'm so cold. And when I was in East Africa, I crossed the equatorial line daily. But the cool thing about Fairbanks is there is a draw to it. So I know I can like drag friends and family up there. One of the cool things with living abroad is the opportunity to expand friends' horizons and family's horizons by you be like, hey, this place is cool. You should come visit me. And so they do. And you get that chance to bring people and share your life there, which is always interesting.
Well, we're glad to have you back and looking forward to the book.
Yeah, I hope it gets out.
Isaac Simonelli, thanks for sitting down with us.
Absolutely, my pleasure.